is this thing on for a third time? All right. You've come here today. We're just sitting together, very, very comfortable, just chatting about our first unit in fourth grade tag. And so looking back on that camp interdependence unit, what were some of the memories, your favorite things we've done? What did you love about that unit? Who wants to go first? All right, go, Leah.
I got to do like a lot of researching and find like a lot of really cool facts
about
the different parks.
Nice. Is there a park you really remember loving a lot?
I think my favorite was probably Everglades.
Yeah, I love that too. Charlotte.
My favorite part of the last unit we did was when we got to name our little
the mascot?
Yeah,
the
our
cabin? Okay.
Our mascots and our cabins. We got to like cut them out and make them.
Okay, and so you worked with your group on that.
Yeah.
What was your mascot? Do you remember?
We made like this blue dragon.
Ooh. I like it. And Aiden.
I actually like the whole unit a lot because I love national parks.
All right. So you just loved everything.
Yeah.
And you've been able to visit some national parks, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. And which one would probably be your favorite that you went to visit?
Probably Yosemite National Park.
You want to share why?
Like, it was just so beautiful. Like, there were all the sequoia trees, and then there was also Yosemite Valley, which just had all those amazing rock formations.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also really like going to Sequoia National Park because it had the largest tree in the world, General Sherman, and it was amazing.
And I see you've worn your National Park-themed shirt today.
Yeah.
Our listeners can't see it, but it says, "Take some time and wonder." And what that pretty much looks like, what do you think? Looks like Yosemite?
Looks kind of like Yosemite, but it actually looks a little bit like Glacier with all the mountains.
Ooh, so maybe that's a little tip to what National Park we'll be learning about today. Ooh.
Happy Friday, and welcome back to another episode of our fourth grade class podcast, Pick Your Perfect Park, a national park podcast according to kids. Miss Fregali here, back with another wonderful episode of our class podcast, here today with two other fabulous teachers.
Miss Robertson's here.
Woo-hoo. Hi, I'm Miss Hanks.
Woo-hoo. And we also have three amazing fourth graders here with us, ready to share all about their learning and research they did in our national park unit. So to get started, we'll let our fourth graders introduce themselves.
I'm Aiden.
I'm Charlotte.
I'm Aaliyah.
Wonderful. And so we are ready to get to it and learn about your national park. So,
Aaliyah, which park are we discussing today?
Today we're going to discuss about Glacier National Park.
And when was this park founded, Charlotte?
May 11th, 1910.
1910. All right. Aiden, where is your park located?
Glacier National Park is located in northwest Montana, touching Canada's Banff National Park.
I love it.
What kind of plants are there in this park, Aaliyah?
There are plants like chocolate lilies. Indian paintbrush. Nagoon berry,
spruce trees.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Great job.
All right, and what kind of animals can you find at your park?
We can find coyotes, black bears, wolves, bighorn, sheep, moose, and mountain goats.
All right. What are some of the natural features of your park?
There are mountains and rivers and glacier along with valleys and lakes. And obviously there's glaciers.
That makes sense. Aaliyah, what is the weather like there?
The weather in Glacier is cold. On average, is about 52 degrees. It is snowy with an average of 10 days of snow.
Wonderful. All right, Aiden, we got to get to the sad stuff. Okay. Unfortunately, what are some problems at your park?
Climate change has unfortunately made it harder for the glaciers in Glacier National Park to last.
Okay.
And how long would it take for us to get there from Roswell?
6 hours and 50 minutes by a plane.
Awesome. So that's a long plane ride, but not, you know, not too long, right? All right. So if we were going to go there, we're going to get on this nearly 7 hour plane ride, Aiden. What are some things that we should do there? Can you share some tourist information for your park, like a to-do list?
So you should drive on going to the Sun Road and play in the snow, which you can play in the middle of summer.
Whoa.
You can dip feet in Lake McDonald, which is not very hot.
Okay. So maybe just your toes.
Yeah.
Or else you'd freeze.
Baby. Look for fires from Swift Current Fire Tower, which there probably won't be as many fires as there used to in the 1900s.
Sure.
And listen to the roar of Apache Falls, but be sure to see the glaciers before they melt in 2037.
All right.
And Charlotte, what else would you want the listeners to know about your park?
Mountain goats are a symbol of the park.
Aw, I love it. All right, so just like your group had a mascot that was a blue dragon, I feel like a mascot for Glacier National Park would be a mountain goat. Yeah.
Yeah. If there was a Glacier National Park cabin, their mascot would be a mountain goat.
Mountain goat, yeah. All right, well, thank you so much for being here today and sharing all about your wonderful national park with our listeners. We look forward to another great week next week with our class podcast, but I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. Until next time,
bye.